time now for your letters. Last week I shared some thoughts on the evolving definition of diversity and how it might be reflected on the U.S. Supreme Court. Michael Carraher, Berwyn, Pennsylvania, writes, "While there may be a place for diversity in an elected legislature, the courts, above all, must be a meritocracy. A great legal mind and the ability to see true justice are what matters, not making some demographic group feel good about themselves. The Ivy League law schools don't necessarily provide a higher level of instruction, but they do get their pick of the best candidates. It's no surprise that 30 years later, those best and brightest are most likely to be appointed to the Supreme Court." Last week, we spoke with Bruce Weber, men's basketball coach at the University of Illinois, about child athletes being recruited by college programs at younger and younger ages.
These kids are young, and they're still kids. And, you know, if you put so much pressure on the young men or young ladies, I think it's going to backfire in the long run.
Michael Tracht of Chicago writes, "Coach Weber extolled playing basketball for the love of the game. Colleges extol the love of learning. With increased competition, I doubt that the love of either will endure as a youth's main motivation." And Olympic skier Heidi Preuss of Salt Lake City says, "I was a child prodigy who was advanced to older age groups when I dominated my own. But I know, had I not been advanced, I would have quit out of boredom. It was the challenge of a goal that excited me and kept me engaged. Without it, my interest would have withered." Well, I agree many children are pushed too hard, too young, and opportunity should still be available for those that can thrive on it. Well, we thrive hearing from you. Email us. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us. You can also reach us on Twitter. I tweet at NPR Scott Simon, all one word. The rest of the weekend staff is at NPR Weekend, all one word. You're listening to NPR News.